We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Big money. Big changes at the domes here in Milwaukee. Maybe? Probably? We'll explore that today. And a big bounce house, a big wellness event at the Summerfest grounds this weekend. We'll explore that coming up in the next segment. We'll have all the commerce and community information you need from Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest, and Krista Deffenbach, the executive director from Friends of the Domes. But first, as we do each and every morning here on The Upswing, let's go two up. Airline perks put on notice. Several sources reporting this yesterday. I got this from Bloomberg.com. The Department of Transportation is probing devalued airline loyalty programs and its rewards and fees. The rewards programs from the four largest U.S. air carriers, that's Delta, American, United, and Southwest, are all being probed by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The agency announced this yesterday. The department has asked all the airlines to submit reports and turn over detailed information on their programs to learn how customers are impacted by the devaluation of earned rewards, hidden or dynamic pricing, extra fees, and reduced competition and choice, the department said in a statement. Seriously, when you look at your reward statements, whatever airline is your favorite, how can you best use those points? How do they accrue? How are they valued? It's never truly crystal clear. So the loyalty programs have come under fire in recent months. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are raising concerns. And obviously, us as customers want to know as much transparency as we can moving forward. So maybe, just maybe, America comes together over loyalty points and programs. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it for sure. Next, $17.44 million for a downtown building on Milwaukee's Riverwalk. The city center in downtown Milwaukee has been sold. This from the Milwaukee Business Journal. It's a prominent downtown office building. It also includes a Gold's Gym. It was sold to a Chicago area investor who plans to continue to lease the office space and convert Gold's Gym into an athletic and social club, which there are already several of in the downtown area, but I'll talk a little bit about those plans in a minute. EA Staples and Associates of North Riverside, Illinois, bought the City Center office complex at 735 North Water Street and the parking structure right across the street, again, for $17.44 million at the end of August. As part of the deal, EA Staples and Associates acquired the Gold's Gym space, which they will turn into East Bank Athletic and Social, which will be mainly a gym, but they're going to explore some social club options as well. And there's a beautiful restaurant location right on the Riverwalk there that could come into play for this social club. So we got to keep an eye on that. Sheldon Opperman, who is with Compass Founders, the entity that sold the building, said, "We found a great buyer. We're very excited for what Staples plans to do in the future. I worked in this building for years, so I have an interesting lens as to what this building's all about. Truly historic, really kept up well. One of the first Milwaukee buildings to have those kind of fancy, custom, new style elevators made by Schindler. Destination dispatch, there isn't an up or down button. You just pick your floor and it takes you there. A lot of the elevators are doing that now, but the City Center was the very first to do that here in Milwaukee. 428,000 square feet of leasable space. The City Center, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, is the sixth largest multi-tenant office building in the Milwaukee area. Coming up next, where'd you get your morning coffee? And some big events happening On the Summerfest grounds this weekend, Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest joins us. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's The Upswing's Coffee Index.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Transitioning into the fall, maybe you're moving from cold brew or that iced coffee to just, you know, regular latte or maybe pumpkin spice, whatever it may be. This morning, I did a little work in North Shore and Shorewood, where we live, stopped at the City Market on Capitol Drive, got a 12-ounce coffee. It was only $2.50. 15 cents tax, came to $2.65. City Market has a second location out in Wauwatosa near the Regional Medical Center right there on Watertown Plank Road. So only $2.65 for my 12-ounce coffee. They serve Valentine at City Market. Always good. Always tasty. Got me on. Get me, you know, doing a little work there. Got me to the office. Sunshine and smiles. That's what it's all about. Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest joins us. Kevin, where'd you get your morning coffee?
We brew at home, so we, whatever, you know, we pick up at the grocery store, we have it ready bright and early so we can start our day right.
All right, that's good. I like that strategy. My wife always brews the coffee. I have a little bit there, but I like stopping at different places just to get the, you know, the different community vibes for sure. So late summer and fall kind of always means block parties in Wisconsin, and seemingly every one of these block parties, Kevin, has these big inflatable playhouses. The kids jump around. Sometimes the adults go in and slide all over. This weekend, you have a rental at the Summerfest grounds, Bounce House America. It's not your typical neighborhood variety by any means, but this is the world's biggest bounce house at the Summerfest grounds. What can you tell us all about it? It's like, what, 32 feet tall?
Yeah, I mean, the whole event footprint is massive. So they are Big Bounce America. It's the world's largest touring inflatable event that travels all throughout the country. One of our colleagues saw this event when they were on vacation down in Florida and said, we have to get this event. So we reached out, and fortunately for us, we were able to bring it down to the lakefront. But it's huge. There's several different bounce experiences there, but certainly the highlights are the world's biggest bounce house, which is basically taking up the entire urban park space, which is the grass space just north of Henry Meyer Festival Park between us and Discovery World.
Okay.
But this thing has obstacles, places you can hang out inside. There's a DJ inside of it, bubble machines. I mean, it's just massive. And then another one that's really cool, it's called the Giant. It's 900 foot long. It's basically an obstacle course where you jump over obstacles and there's slides and you crawl through tunnels. But both of those are just massive and really cool. But there's probably about six or seven other bounce events that you can kind of jump through throughout the day. So it's going to be really great.
Cool. And this runs all weekend starting today through Sunday.
Starting today at 1 o'clock. Yep. Okay. And it runs through Sunday at 3:00. And there's a series of different time sessions. And so I think they're smart. They sort of, you know, separate this by different age groups. So they have a toddler age group,
a junior age group, a pretty good kid, idea.
And then adults only.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a toddler session.
I think the adults only one is really fun.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, there's a toddler session, junior session, bigger kids, and then adults only. Because, you know, I think every one of those demographic groups are going to have little different experiences in there, and you don't want the kids trampled by the adults, but you want everyone to have fun. So you got to book online. Each price point's a little differently. I think they start at the toddlers at like $15 and goes up to about $35 for adults.
Yep.
So yeah, just booking ahead, get down to the Summerfest grounds. Are there other, you have another big event that we'll talk about after the break, but are there other things open on the grounds that you have access to for this event?
The Northwestern Community Park will be separate from this event, but it will be accessible and open on Saturday as well, too. And then, of course, we'll have the other event we're excited to talk about after the break. That'll be happening on Sunday as well at the same time as the bounce event. So there's a lot happening down here at the lakefront this weekend.
All right. Very good. Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest. When we come back, Pulse. And we'll talk about Gensler a little bit in terms of, well, first, what's Gensler? They're from San Francisco. They'll be helping Summerfest reimagine what the grounds could look like in the future. Always energy, always commerce, always activation on Milwaukee's lakefront. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Commerce and community at Milwaukee's lakefront. Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest joins us. So the Packers, Kevin, obviously play tonight. So Sunday is wide open. You're probably going to watch some other games, but you want to stay healthy. You want to stay active. An event at Milwaukee's lakefront that Summerfest and Aurora are putting on. Tell us all about Pulse Health and Wellness Fest.
Yeah, Pulse is, you said it, it's a health and wellness fest for all. We started developing this event, in early June, and I don't think we could have anticipated what this event has become. We've got 300,000 square feet of Henry Meyer Festival Park dedicated to this event. There's over 40 free fitness classes and fitness experiences that the public can enjoy for free. There's HIIT classes and Zumba and yoga and pickleball and many more, certainly headlined by a 30-minute workout with Donald Driver, which is going to be really great. And we have Milwaukee's First Lady, Dominique Johnson, who does Zumba with the YMCA that will be teaching as well, too. But there's several different opportunities for the public to come in and participate in a lot of different workout classes. We also have cooking demonstrations with chefs like Adam Pollock. There's a lot of youth activities here as well, too. So there's football skills and drills, there's basketball clinics, there's Ninja Warrior classes. So this really is an event for the entire family. And again, the best part is that it's all free.
Yeah, that's great. And it's kind of laid out also on a bunch of different stages. This started kind of as a smaller event, right, at the kind of the park in between Discovery World and the Summerfest grounds, and has really grown to become kind of a full wellness festival, kind of celebrating everything that, we should all do each and every day, but a good one-stop shop.
Yeah, it's a separate event from that. So we'll still continue to do Rock On to Wellness, but certainly inspired by that in a lot of ways. But this event, it just goes well beyond just, the standard workout classes we offer that event into so much more. And really, we've kind of talked about a choose your own adventure where, if you're a seasoned fitness pro, there's going to be really challenging workouts and a lot of new workouts and fitness centers that maybe you haven't experienced before. And if you're not sure where to start on your wellness journey, or you want to do it, but you don't know what your best place is to start, you're going to learn about so many resources that are available to you here. And certainly our hope is that everybody leaves with just at least one thing that they can take with them to help improve their wellness journey, whatever that means to them. So we're really excited about this one. It's really come together and turned into something really big. And, you mentioned the Packers. If you are a Packer fan, I said, we've got Donald Driver. We've got Leroy Butler as well, too. So for sports fans, we got a lot going on, as well as some basketball clinics with some Marquette alumni, as well as some current Marquette players that will be down teaching kids basketball. So if you've got kids into basketball, there's 3 hours of basketball clinics that you can come down with some really skilled coaches and athletes.
And all free at Milwaukee's lakefront. Also, a good way to maybe, if you haven't played pickleball, you can dive into the pickleball village, right?
That's right. We'll have 6 pickleball courts set up. Okay. So a couple of them are dedicated just to open play. So if you haven't played before or you play all the time, there's going to be open courts. And then we've got a couple of courts that will be dedicated to a couple of clinics. So we've got 3 clinics throughout the day that's going to be led by a pro. That's going to be great for, again, for the beginner, or if you're somebody that's seasoned, you're going to pick up a lot from those clinics as well. And again, all free.
All right. Very good. And that is Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Milwaukee World Festival, Henry Meyer Festival Ground. So yesterday at the board meeting, the board picked Gensler, a firm out of San Francisco, to look really at the architectural and design and explore a new master use plan for the Henry Meyer Festival Park. What can you tell us about that, and kind of what are your expectations that will come out of this process?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's really early in the process. It's really just beginning. But I think, you know, we just want to make sure that we, you know, we're serving the community in the way that we're meant to, both from the grounds as well as the programming that we're offered. You know, I think there's opportunities for more events to be held here. I think there's ways in which, you know, the grounds can improve. But we want to make sure we're doing so in a way that's going to, you know, serve the community, serve the city. So this group's going to come in and kind of help us navigate through that and try to, you know, help us, you know, think through what are some of the ideas when it comes to programming and events and you know, the infrastructure of the park that we might want to consider as we go forward. But really early in the process, but we're excited to get that started.
And you're going to have the national and local lens. Gensler worked with Milwaukee firm Rinka on the design of the Deer District. They also have experience at Navy Pier in Chicago, Area 15 in Las Vegas, and you'll continue to work with local firms to really, you know, because it's, you know, to continue to imagine the grounds and what it could be, you got to have those national and local lenses.
Exactly. You know, you want to have those that, you know, have been here and experienced the park for many years, but you also want to have, you know, outside perspective as well that brings in, you know, data and perspectives from projects around the country and beyond. So I think we have a really good mix, and we're hopeful that some really good ideas will come from it.
All right. Very good. Kevin, enjoy the weekend. All the best with the events, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. WTMJ News Time is 10:30. ABC News and local headlines, and then an update on the domes is next. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, Commerce and Community, focusing on two of Greater Milwaukee's biggest assets today. A little Summerfest talk in the first segment. Appreciate Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest giving us an update on their events this weekend and what the future could hold. And Krista Beal-Diffenbach, the executive director of Friends of the Domes, joins us this morning as well. Krista, thanks for taking time out of your day. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. So there's a new Domes Reimagined plan that could not only save the Mitchell Park Domes, but add event space, maybe a new building, a courtyard, and more. Now, this plan, it's a true creative partnership. And just give us the overview of what the Domes Reimagined plan is all about, please.
Absolutely. Well, so we all know that there have been decades of studies, and there was really no path forward. You know, they failed to achieve two key elements that this plan does achieve. And so that is first, fixing the domes, so restoring them so that they are no longer leaking and the issues, you know, facing the facility are addressed. But the other thing this plan does is it addresses the business plan. So it yields a sustainable business model that achieves greater revenue than expenses, so that we're able to put away for future maintenance needs and, you know, not be in the situation that we're in today.
Mm-hmm. So for those that don't know, give us the background of Friends of the Domes and how you interact with the county and the partnerships and like what the membership model is all about there. And, you know, talk a little bit about how people can plug in to the Friends of the Domes.
Yeah, thanks for the question. So we run about half of the operations for the facility.
Okay.
We started back actually in the late 80s, and we really were just focused on advocacy. But over time, we took over more and more of the operations because it became more challenging for the county and the park system to do those elements of the work. So today we run all the retail sales. So if you stopped in our gift shop, that's us. We do the educational programs, school field trips. Also, as you mentioned, the membership program is part of the Friends of the Domes operations. So if you want to be a member, it starts at only $30, gives you access to the domes all year round, as well as many other gardens. And then we do, of course, the public events, fundraising, and we do some marketing support as well.
Okay. So walk us through the, obviously, you know, a lot of passion. I always say, you know, for me, the domes at Mitchell Park are just, they aren't just buildings. They're kind of an iconic part of what this community is all about. But they're a little dated, And maybe there's a time for reinvention and renewal in everything that we do. So talk about the potential benefits of kind of the reimagined plan that you have. And when we come back from the break, then we'll talk about the dollars and cents.
Absolutely. So reimagining the facility is most certainly baked right into this plan. It would be that the facility itself and the way that they look from the outside would remain the same. So that allows us to achieve that historic restoration process, which, as you mentioned, with the funding, is going to be really critical to our success. However, what we do at the inside of it is, you know, up for us to imagine or reimagine.
So, all right.
You know, what we have looked at is how do we achieve what a modern conservatory can achieve using our current facility. And part of that is making some of our back of house space, front of house space. So, you know, that there's, for example, where we would make one of our, we actually have a fourth dome. A lot of people don't realize that, but we would make that fourth dome, which is currently used just as a greenhouse, as an interactive children's garden. So it would be this amazing opportunity for families to come in and kids to dig into their love of nature. So there's components of like that that are baked into the plan, but it's really about using our space differently, adding new features so that we're able to achieve two purposes. So first, generating more revenue so that we can achieve that sustainable business model, and two, achieving greater mission. So we want to interpret the gardens in a way that really connects with our community and helps them connect with nature, helps them want to protect the environment.
All right. Very good. Krista Beal-Deffenbach, the executive director of Friends of the Domes. The new plan, the Domes Reimagined Plan, is a partnership between the Friends of the Domes, Milwaukee County Parks, Madison-based real estate developer, the Alexander Company. It was presented to Milwaukee County Committee on Parks and Culture on Tuesday. We'll walk through the time frame, the costs, and a little bit more about what could be coming to the Mitchell Park Domes. This is The Upswing, all about commerce and community. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, America's most unique conservatory, located right here in beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Milwaukee's Mitchell Park Domes. Krista Beal-Deffenbach, the executive director of Friends of the Domes, joins us. So as you're looking at the new plan that's presented on the table, obviously a collaborative financial model with a lot of partners coming together, which your group helps spearhead. What's the total cost of the first phase? And then what are some of the ongoing kind of maintenance items that you need the cash for in the future?
Absolutely. So phase one, which includes all of that Domes Reimagined, the activities that we talked about, the new children's garden and new cafe, all of those pieces is $107 million, a little over $107 million. And as you mentioned, that capital stack comes from a variety of sources, private philanthropy, tax credit financing, state and federal grants, and Milwaukee County.
Okay. All right. And then looking into the future for kind of that second phase to continue to, you know, pay the expenses, do the upkeep. How are you looking at that kind of chunk of cash?
Right. So what's really amazing about this project is that we achieved that elusive formula that gives us a sustainable business model. So we know with a very conservative operating pro forma that we're able to have a surplus of over $1 million at this project completion. So that surplus would be put away for future maintenance needs, so we don't get into the situation that we're in today.
Yeah, and obviously a big part of this too is just, you know, it's not only reimagining the facilities themselves, it's kind of reimagining the way that the domes are taken to market. I mean, you're probably, you know, sure you look at attendance numbers all the time and you look, what, you're about 200,000 annual visitors, but several years ago, you're almost at 500,000. You know, people's trends change. They're like, oh, I haven't been there in a couple of years. I need to go back. Talk about the marketing efforts and just the promotion and positioning moving forward.
Absolutely. So that is key. Although I will say that operating pro forma is only based on an anticipated attendance of 300,000.
Okay.
And we did that because we wanted to be conservative. However, as you mentioned, we used to achieve admissions numbers of over 500,000. What was different? Two things. One is the programming that we were offering, and two was the marketing strategy. So as you know, it's the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Mm-hmm. Where you stop investing in marketing because you're not hitting the numbers that you hope to hit, and then your numbers can keep going down. And that's just, that was that spiral that happened over the last couple decades that really left the park system with very few options. And so, you know, there was very little investment made in marketing over the last 10 years. And so that would be a key part of this new project.
Yeah, that's great. So, and walk us through, remind us the admission cost. It still, is it $9 to get in?
Right. So it's Milwaukee County residents get a little discount, but okay, it's $9. And part of that is that's probably pretty appropriate because we know that people come to the domes and they stay for about an hour.
Okay.
Well, what can you charge for somebody who's going to do, you know, an hour long activity? Probably about what we charge currently. Well, with this Domes Reimagined project, by adding the cafe, by adding a better gift shop experience, by adding that interactive children's garden, by doing docent tours and all different kinds of programming and puppet shows, well, we're going to get people in there and they're going to stay longer, which means we can do an uptick in that admissions fee. We're not talking about, you know, an enormous jump, mm-hmm, and there would still remain a discount for Milwaukee County residents, but by turning that dial just ever so slightly, we achieve that business model.
All right, Krista, and what's the timeline and the approval process? And I mean, is there, obviously there's been a lot of plans on the table through the last several years. What's the plan B if this doesn't get approved?
Right. So the timeline for this, we could start the restoration process as soon as 2026. We are full speed ahead in all of those, you know, that capital stack requires many different activities and consultants and experts to come in and help with all of those different areas. We've got all of that lined up and we are ready to roll. If this, to your second question, if this didn't happen, if we weren't able to get the Milwaukee County commitment in terms of, you know, that piece of the financial stack, mm-hmm, well, then there is not a plan B. The plan B, it would be demolition. So you might remember from the previous plans that, you know, demolition right now, they're saying is about $11 million. So that would be the county's commitment. And there would probably be some kind of, you know, splash pad put in the place of where the domes currently sit. So we think that between the $11 million, that's the lowest commitment necessary, right, from the county. Mm-hmm. And we're asking them for $30 million for this Domes Reimagined project. We think that $19 million net is pretty darn attractive.
All right.
And if you look at thank you very much.
Yeah, keep moving forward and keep us updated and all the best. Have a wonderful weekend. Krista Beal Diffenbach, the executive director of Friends of the Domes. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Kind of a new, semi-regular segment that we do, Try, Take, Buy. We'll close the show with Try, Take, Buy. Try, something to try this weekend. In the theme of the show today, buy a local membership. Buy some local books. Put them in the free little library in your neighborhood. Have that civic pride. People that know me, hey, I'm all about civic pride. I'm all about local memberships. There's a lot of different ways to connect with your local community, organizations that need your contributions. Try a local membership. My take? This is a bit of a hot take, if you will. We don't do a ton of political content on The Upswing, but I like to vote for people that I've personally met. Now, this is easier on the local and regional level. So as we head to November, you have local electeds, you have regional and statewide electeds. Find a way to have coffee, to connect at a rally, to just get to know the personalities that are on your ballot. accept this challenge, find out in person who the candidates are, what they're all about. Maybe they're not going to take a ton of time for you, but you can always ask and you can always kind of get upfront and personal with the people that you're voting for. Add that to your mantra. I think it's going to serve you well. Finally, bye. I'm a popcorn guy. Packers tonight. I love popcorn grown right here in our wonderful state of Wisconsin. You got to try this brand, these huge bags that you probably see in your local store. A company called Valley Pop in Neenah. Available all over Wisconsin, all over the country. Great popcorn, a really good snack, good and good for you. 16-ounce bags that last a long time. Put them in the kids' lunch or just use them for events. $6.49 to $7.99, depending on where you're getting it. But I saw this. Fleet Farm has them for $4.99 right now. So I'm bringing you value $4.99 for a huge bag of Valley Pop popcorn. Also this weekend, don't miss Bango's Pro Shop Celebration at Fiserv Forum. Today from 10 to 6, Saturday from 9 to 4. There's free parking in the Highland Garage with purchase. It's all cashless. So bring the cards, bring the Apple Pay. But up to 80% off select Bucks apparel, merchandise, and I did a quick walkthrough yesterday. A lot of really cool old stuff from the Bradley Center, some game-worn stuff. All this stuff is only available at Fiserv this weekend. So get to the Bucks. Bango wants you to get ready for the season. But tonight, obviously, it's Packers time. So go Pack, go. Enjoy the weekend. This is The Upswing. Coming up next, Wisconsin's Midday News.